This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Pfizer formally asked U.S. regulators Friday to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, starting the clock on a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic, but not until after a long, hard winter. In remarks provided by Pfizer, CEO Albert Bourla says the company is seeking authorization worldwide to use the vaccine.
We have already initiated rolling submissions in Australia, Canada, Europe, Japan, and the UK, and we plan to submit immediately to other regulatory authorities around the world.
The action comes days after Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech announced that its vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe COVID-19 disease in a large ongoing study. College students are being prepared on campus for Thanksgiving break by getting a coronavirus test. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The fear is college students heading home could also bring the virus home. Various schools have various types of tests.
Saliva and a swab deep into your nose.
At the University of Utah, Lori McDonald says they found a way to test more students.
We're using a rapid test that allows the person to do it themselves, kind of take a swab of their nose.
Devin King got the test.
It was a little strange at first, definitely having to put something up your nose. Definitely felt weird for the first time doing it. It wasn't as bad as I expected, though. I've heard a lot of horror stories.
The University of Pittsburgh isn't testing students before they leave, worried the test could be unreliable, giving students